All right, camcorder, webcam, little mini recorder. And today is the what? The 25th. Yes, it is the 25th. Got to go do my banking today. And today we're coming once again from Oshawa, as always. I always say that because sometimes we have new viewers, new listeners on podcasts. Oshawa, Durham region, southern Ontario, but the southern part of Ontario, the province. Then we've got the nation of Canada and North America, which is the continent. So today is my 31st day of my 40-day fast. So we're almost there. And today we're promoting, you know what this flag is? You know what this flag is? It's the flag of Italy. Italy in Europe. Now they wrote Italy at the bottom, but they put it yellow because the cups are yellow and it didn't come out very good. Anyhow, this is my peppermint tea. Peppermint tea with maple syrup from Canada, from Ontario. So we make some of the best maple syrup in the world. Whatever. So, let's get on with this teaching today. Excited about this teaching. Very excited, as usual. If you're not excited about the Word of God, there's something wrong with you. All right? Let's just be honest. And I just want to make sure I'm doing everything here. All right. So, this series that I started, which is basically a new YouTube playlist. It's a key Bible verses, basically. Key Bible verses. So we're looking at all these different Bible verses in their proper context, immediate context, and of course the context of the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation. All right. So today we're looking at Romans 4:21. Romans 4:21. We just did Romans 4:19. We'll be looking at Romans 4:17 in a couple of weeks, I think. But Romans 4:21 is pivotal. Well, it is in the whole context, really starting, well, Romans 4, it's all about being saved, justified by faith. And Paul goes from, you know, he mentions David, he mentions some of the Old Testament saints. Of course, this is context of Abraham, which is an Old Testament saint. But we're all justified apart from the law. We're justified apart from keeping the law, which represents works today. Back then it would have been, I kept the law. You can't keep the law. It's impossible. You know, the law was given to convict, right? It's God's standard. So, and New Testament, dispensation of grace, were saved by grace. They were saved by grace too back then, all right? They were saved by putting their faith in the coming Messiah, a righteousness that was being imputed onto them, imputed. But we don't have an imputation of his righteousness today. It's infused with the new nature, all right? Wow, I got no notes. This is all coming out of me. This is great. So, the verse we're looking at today is Romans 4:21, and being fully convinced, this is the New King James, fully convinced that what he, God had promised who? Abraham. He, God, was also able to perform it. All right? So, that's the New King James. Now, let's read it out of the Amplified. Fully satisfied and assured, talking about Abraham, that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what he had promised. All right? So, he's also able to perform. I love the word perform. I love the word perform, keep. But I love the word perform because it's also synonymous with accomplish, but also to bring into existence. All right, I studied this years ago. This is all stuff, we're going to be doing videos on this and where the books and all that. So God is able to bring into existence what he has promised, because it's something that does not exist presently. When God gives you a promise, does it exist? Of course not. He has to bring it into existence via your faith. And if you don't have faith for it, then you'll never see it. It'll never show up. You may try to make it show up, but it ain't going to be God doing it, and it's not going to be as good. All right? And that's where I'm at right now with a lot of things. All right? So this is the Amplified. Now, I just want to touch a little bit on what it says here, being fully convinced or fully persuaded. We're going to look at that a little bit more into the Greek. Being fully persuaded or fully convinced. That is the best, the most accurate definition, or it's not even a definition, it's actually it's a translation, but it's the best we've got. It's the best that God has given us regarding what faith is. A lot of people claim to have faith. I've posted on this some time ago. A lot of people pretend to have faith. It's wishful thinking. But it's only once you become fully persuaded or fully convinced. Not just convinced. Not just persuaded. No. Fully. Fully. Where there's absolutely no room for doubt. Mark 11:23, does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes or is fully persuaded that he will have whatsoever he says. That those things he says, you know, speaking to the mountain, all that, calling those things that be not as though they were, that's what we're going to look at in a couple of weeks from now, I believe. Or I may do it next week. We'll see. Verse 17, which has caused all kinds of controversy in the church, but it should, if it's taught right. All right? So, and the Lord gave me a word once. After he had given me these two words on a Friday, he had given me freely given to me by his grace, and he had shown me all these things that were freely given to me by his grace. Denali's, all these different things. I saw all these, the jets, I saw all the buildings, I saw it all. It bubbled out of me. It came up out of my spirit, by the Spirit. And then on that same day, he says, large sums of money are coming to your account. And then when I shared that with a brother, the Lord told me, are you fully persuaded? And at that time, I was not. But he used that term, fully persuaded, right out of Romans 4:21. Yeah. So, Romans 4:21, this is Interlinear Bible. This is by J.P. Green. J.P. Green. It's a great little New Testament, Greek Testament with the Strong's numbering. But here he's got in being fully persuaded. He's got his translation beside here. Being fully persuaded. All right. And that's what we have here. And New King James has fully convinced. So being persuaded, convinced, it's all synonymous. Now here, for Strong's number, he's got 4135. All right. That's Strong's numbering. Now, those who know me, you know that I'm into this, a little bit of this Greek, and I use a lot of Strong's numbering system, James Strong. So here in, this is James Strong's dictionary. Now this is a small dictionary without the concordance. This is the New Strong's Complete Dictionary of Bible Words, Old Testament, Hebrew, and New Testament, Greek. Now, Mr. Strong's here has 4135. It's a compound word from 4134 and 5409. Key words in here is to carry out fully, completely. That's the word fully. All right, persuaded, right? Fully convinced, fully. And then we've got the word assurance. So that's another good word for convinced. You're assured. He's fully assured. Abraham was fully convinced, fully persuaded. He was fully assured. It's got the word convinced. He's fully convinced. Entirely convinced. Most surely believe. That's what I said. Fully persuaded is the best we've got regarding faith. Great faith. Strong faith. That's what it says in 19 or 20. I'd have to look it up. He grew strong in faith. We looked at that the other day. Not considering. Right? He grew strong. Verse 19. How do you grow strong in faith? Not considering your circumstances, but considering the promise. Habitually considering it. Most surely believe, fully know, fully persuaded, make full proof of. So great definitions regarding what the Lord has given us in the whole context of walking by faith. And I remember when the Lord gave me this years ago, when I got into this whole journey of walking by faith, and he woke me up, I think it was 1 a.m. in the morning, and he said, get used to it. I heard the words, get used to it. And then when he gave me those words, I knew he was referring to Romans 4, 17 to 21. All right? So we looked at 19, today's 21, being fully convinced. Abraham was being fully convinced that God, what God had promised him, or what God promises you, God was also able to perform it. So Abraham not only had to become fully persuaded of the promise itself, but he also had to become fully persuaded that God was able to perform it, to bring it into existence, to do it for him. The Lord gave me years ago, faith is trusting in someone you can't see to do something or to perform something you cannot do for yourself. So Abraham, as us today, because we're supposed to walk in the same footsteps of the faith of Abraham, going back to verse 12 or 13 and then 16, the whole context of Romans 4, really, even going back to chapter 3, it's all about being justified by faith, apart from works. All right? So Abraham had to become fully convinced, persuaded, assured that what God had promised him, he was able to perform it. Now remember, we looked at verse 19, and it said that his body was as good as dead, and then the deadness of Sarah's womb. So, and in verse 17, we'll be looking at that. Calling those things up, gives life to the dead. God who gives life to the dead. So it's all about dead. The word dead or death, it's one of the it's probably the strongest word that we have regarding something that is no longer alive. All right, it's the opposite. It's a great word that describes a situation that is basically out of our jurisdiction, out of our hands. We can't do nothing about it. It's dead. That you know, we even hear about that. That project, it's dead. That conversation, it's dead. That whole issue, it's dead. You know? So whatever it is in your life that seems quote unquote dead, God, who gives life to the dead, yeah. Regarding Isaac, regarding your circumstances, regarding the new birth, being dead spiritually, gives life to the dead and calls those things that be not as though they were. And we're going to look at that. So I don't want to touch too much. And I'm already in 15 minutes here, almost 15 minutes here. So everything that God had promised Abraham or you will be contrary or contradictory to what you presently have. And your situation, in most cases, your situation seems dead to you. It is dead. And it is. It is dead because there's nothing you can do about it. And there's nothing nobody else can do about it for you. Except for God. And that's where you need to learn to trust God, become fully persuaded, but trust God that God is able to change that situation. But you need a promise. He'll give you a promise in His written word, but He is also, He will give you a promise by revelation if you spend enough time with Him. And that's where a lot of people miss it. So anyhow, I gotta go. And we'll stop it there for now and encourage all of you to continually walk, do what it takes to walk in the fullness of your sonship by learning to walk in the fullness of the grace of God and of the faith of God. There we go. Because it is only by faith that we have access to the grace of God. It is only by faith that we have access to the promises of God. It's the only, faith is the only avenue that has been given to us that has access or apprehends everything that God has for us and wants to do for us and has done positionally for us at the cross as well as given to us back in the garden. Shalom and amen.